This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Welcome. I have not seen people in the flesh in many, many years.
An imprisoned spirit warns of an insidious evil.
In the meanwhile, I've been trapped here, my soul trapped, while Tamon Varius' foul influence still lies within the walls of this fort.
And reveals what must be done.
If you seek to cleanse this place and give honor to the Blix name, you must bring those remains here and destroy them upon this altar.
I promise you we will do this.
But the path is treacherous.
What's that saying about being a great idea to wake a sleeping giant?
Yeah.
And the destination, deadly.
Oh my god!
Shit!
Lork!
Oh!
The adventure continues now.
Welcome, one and all, to the Glass Cannon Podcast. My name is Joe O'Brien, and I just want to say, if you thought we weren't going to have an episode this week, you are a fool, because we have an episode every week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to all of those listeners out there that submitted on our contests that we did. We did a few contests since my last intro, and we got some fantastic submissions. And despite the fact that I'm thoroughly enjoying reading these amazing ideas, we have to, unfortunately, close the submission process. It is over, but we have so many great ideas, hundreds of them, that we are literally going through as I record this. And pretty soon we're going to have winners, and we're going to announce them and send out the prizes. So keep an eye out for that. A quick thank you once again to Paizo for supporting the GCP community and our desire to play more Pathfinder. Speaking of the GCP community, I'd like to give a special shout out this week to Austin Jute from Cincinnati, who has taken the time to start the Glass Cannon Podcast subreddit. You can check it out at r/theglasscannonpodcast. There are already dozens of members, and he's looking to expand it into a real community where you all can connect and talk about the episodes, theories, questions you might have, whatever. If you find yourself wanting to talk about the show and your stupid coworkers are just talking about, like, the Olympics or the news, then this is the place for you. Log in and you can get your water cooler talk about the Glass Cannon Podcast. Definitely check it out. Well, let's talk about this week's episode. When we sat down to play this session, we knew that we were going to be, quite literally, speaking with the dead. Fabian Blix, the great-great-grandfather of Calrianne Blix. We met Calrianne in episode 40. It's called Down the Hatch. If you want, actually go back and re-listen to the beginning of that episode. It might help you more fully appreciate what we're about to hear this week. I can tell you that things are about to get dark. If these episodes had parental warnings on them for what sort of content would be in the upcoming episode, this one would have a few buzzwords: strong language, adult themes, and graphic violence, to name a few. So I want you to get in the zone for this one. Get ready to hit the lights. It's going to get dark. Here comes episode 64. And blackout.
What do you guys feel like talking about?
Pathfinder and the adventure we're playing.
What else? I feel like we haven't talked about other stuff lately.
Well, we do, but it's mostly off air.
Yeah.
How's life, Troy?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. I can't complain. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
What about you, Joe?
I feel terrible.
Yeah. Did you have a long night last night?
Yeah, a little bit of a long night, yeah.
A little bit of brown liquor?
Celebration.
Yeah. What were you celebrating?
Friend in town.
Yeah, that's worth getting wasted over.
You'll
never see him again.
You wake up and you're just like, what am I doing? Like, what's happening?
Things are changing.
Why didn't I just not do that? Like, doesn't make any sense.
Grant, how are you doing?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
I was the DD last night, so had to stay sober. No brown liquor.
That's good.
Just right. Beers. Just 20 beers.
I'm going to need you guys to carry this if Joe is Joe's under the weather.
I'm hydrating. I'll be good.
You're the lork of fun. I don't know what that means. All right. So you guys finally made it to the chapel, barricaded from the outside. That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
You pull that stuff away and then written in blood. Careful. Vengeful spirit inside. Stay out. You make it inside. It's a chapel to Desna, of all things.
Yeah.
Holy Desna.
This seems like more than mere coincidence.
And Galabras is going through this stuff right now where he's sort of not rediscovering, but getting back in touch with his faith. He's feeling Desna's presence all around him. Maybe it's because of your proximity to this chapel.
Could have something to do with it.
And then
there are actual chapels to Desna, places of worship, because she's the goddess of travel, are very few and far between. There just aren't that many. There are like little shrines and stuff on highways, but there's nothing like this, like an actual chapel.
Rest stops.
Right. But there's something like this. It's very rare.
Voice.
Yeah.
Little candles with a picture of Desna on the side of them. You light up.
Yeah. So here you are. You say, what was the thing you said to the incantation?
The call to dream.
And what is the call to dream? It's just like a,
it's like the Lord's Prayer for Desna.
And yeah, I'm assuming in the week between recordings you memorized it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to just give it to us?
Hey, you say you're a butterfly. Oh, I see you in the beautiful garden. Gonna get you, butterfly boy. I'm gonna get you, butterfly boy.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You all get bit of luck.
For 24 hours on every roll.
Thank you, Sub Pop and Shonen Knife.
So you sing a little song, and a ghostly apparition of a priest of Desna appears, introduces himself as Fabian Blix. He's played by Orlando Bloom.
Okay. A little something for the ladies.
A little something for the Dellas.
You don't know that.
He says, welcome. Welcome. I have not seen people in the flesh in many, many years. What brings you to this fort?
Father, peace and blessings of the goddess be upon you.
And upon you as well.
We were sent here by a descendant of yours, Calrianne Blix. She spoke of you.
A descendant of mine? So my sons did yet live. Oh, I have much to tell you. What do you know of the history of this fort?
Calrianne told us that the fort fell and that she feared that it was at least in part due to some failure of yours.
And it was not my failing. Well, hopefully now you can tell her the truth. Is she well? Is she strong? Is she beautiful?
She is very beautiful. And she is a fine warrior.
Good. The seed is strong. When the orcs pushed south against the blockade, years and years ago, they attacked all the lines of forts along the border, and Red Lake Fort was no exception. At first, our garrison held strong against the orc hordes, but as the siege went on, the food supplies dwindled, morale was low, and surrounded by orcs and cut off from the rest of the forces manning the blockade with no hope of resupply, our defenders soon realized that the fort would not hold. We would either die at the hands of these orcs or slowly waste away from starvation. It was bleak. We all knew we were to die. The castellan
at the time. A man named Tamond Varius sought my counsel. He had an idea. And if I am to blame at all for this, what happened here, it is for refusing him. He came to me looking for assurance that the church would absolve him of wrongdoing on his deathbed. And I said, for what? And he said that the only way we could survive was cannibalism. Obviously shocked by this proposal, I provided no such guarantee, and instead advised Tamon to just surrender the fort to the orcs in exchange for the garrison's freedom. I truly thought if he just gave the fort over, some, if most, if not all of us, would be able to escape. He argued that the surrender was tantamount to suicide and vowed to hold the fort at any cost. When I responded that the cost might be his soul, Varius went insane with rage and struck me down with his sword. Resolute to what must be done to feed the troops, he locked up this chapel and began murdering those deemed unnecessary for the fort's defense, primarily the families of the soldiers. I was the first one fed to the garrison. To explain this newly discovered supply of fresh meat, he told the troops that I had been hoarding food in the chapel and when discovered had fled like a coward into the night, just abandoning the garrison to its fate. But instead they were eating my remains. He also told them that for their safety, their families, their wives and children, along with this food supply that I had been hoarding, be barricaded inside the chapel, and Desna would watch over them and protect them. But in truth, he was just killing the wives and the children and feeding them to the troops.
Oh, my God.
The chapel was empty. They were slaughtering good people in order to provide sustenance to the soldiers. The soldiers praised the castellan for his foresight and continued to fight, believing that the surrender to the orcs would doom their loved ones, all the time unaware that their loved ones were dead and inside of them. I rose as a ghost soon afterwards, and lacking any ability to communicate with my family, I appeared to them in dreams, to my wife, and to my two young boys. My wife, sadly, did not heed my advice and went to Tamond and scolded him, and she was then killed and fed to the troops. But I saw the last vision of my boys. I saw them escape through the well, my twin sons. And now you tell me that I have a descendant. It must be one of my sons had a son and had another son and had a daughter. I wonder where my other son is. You'll have to ask Carrion. I'd love to know.
I hope to see her again, and I think she would be pleased to know that you were steadfast and that it was through no fault of yours that this place fell.
I blame myself to this day. In the meanwhile, I've been trapped here, my soul trapped, while Tamond Varius's foul influence still lies within the walls of this fort.
I had a feeling that the reason this place was cursed was from various causes.
Indeed.
God damn it.
Why are you here? What brought you here? I asked you at the beginning, what brought you here in the first place?
This place has become the headquarters for a sort of an army made up of giants and orcs under the banner of the Twisted Nail and Twisted Heart tribes that threaten our city, the city of Trunau.
Yes, yes, I'm quite aware. I had to fight many of them off when they first took over the fort. I've killed many, many of them, but As I'm sure you noticed, it was barricaded, and no one has sought the presence of this chapel in many years.
Are you unable to leave the chapel?
I am. Sadly, I believe the only way I can be free is if Varius's influence is completely cleansed from this place.
How can we do this? How can we free you? Your great, great, great granddaughter was very concerned that we be able to do this.
I've prayed to Desna about this, and I believe that the only way his vile wickedness could be cleansed is if you find his bones somewhere in here. Bring them to this altar of Desna and destroy them.
Mm.
In the meantime, I believe his influence lies within many of the rooms of this fort.
Mm.
Do you know how he died, or where?
It is my belief that eventually the soldiers discovered what he was doing, captured him, tortured him, and killed him.
Mm.
Where his body is, where his remains are, somewhere in here. I can feel that fell influence all around me, and I'm sure the deeper you go into the fort, you will feel it too. If you seek to cleanse this place, in whatever your reasons are for being here, if you seek to free me and give honor to the Blix name, as you've mentioned, you must bring those remains here and destroy them upon this altar.
I promise you we will do this.
Thank you, young dreamer.
In the name of Desna.
Lork is going to pull Galabras just kind of aside a little bit. And
oh, ow! You're hurting me.
Power attack. I pull him aside and whisper, because I don't know exactly how to bring it up, and Galabras is really good with breaking bad news. But I remind him that it probably this guy's son died in the well and fell.
Oh,
broke his neck.
Oh yeah.
And
right.
If you want to tell him, I think we should.
Yeah,
one of his sons. Yeah,
one of his sons. Obviously, yeah. One got out, and that's Calrian's ancestor.
Right.
And then, but I think his brother died trying to climb down.
Right. I'm reminded by my companion that we encountered the remains of a boy in the well that would be of commensurate age of one of your sons.
Aye, and he was bearing the Blix symbol. A ring, I believe.
Mm.
Just sadness falls over this ghostly face. It didn't have to be this way. We should have just given up the fort. Thank the gods, thank Desna, that at least my line has continued. And this great warrior, perhaps she will bear sons and bring honor to the
Blix name.
Fingers
crossed.
Working on it, pal.
I'm doing everything I can.
I could put in a good word for you.
Please
was corporeal.
Do.
Yes. If I was corporeal.
She serves the Knights of Ozum with great honor and distinction.
Good. Yomadai is a friend to Desna. You get a bottle cap, Lork.
Hey, all right. Yeah.
You get the official Lork bottle
cap. It's a Lork bottle cap.
Oh, nice.
It's got his face on it. Awesome.
Yeah, good call on that. He offers to both heal you, if you have any ailments, anything he can do to heal you, and he says that this place is as safe as any if you choose, if you need to invigorate yourselves at all. Just come here and you can rest.
Home base.
Because the orcs and the giants won't dare walk through the doors.
Does he know any other tactical information about the fort? You know, would it go anywhere if we asked him, you know, where Grenzeldeck holds up or where, you know?
You know, when you mention Grenzeldeck, all he knows is that she was trying to amass a dowry to try and wed this storm tyrant. But because of the failed raid on Trunau and the loss of the treasures there, the dowry wasn't significant enough to gain the tyrant's interest. That's all he knows is like trying communicating with this, with Drosia. Drosia has let him know that much. That's all he knows. So, which is kind of the same information you got from Drosia about Gretzeldeck.
Right.
So she was raiding Trunau. What you know is she was raiding Trunau to get this treasure to try and impress someone known as the Storm Tyrant. And obviously, you guys stopped the raid from happening, and now she's gone into some sort of depression. And so in communicating with Drosia, he finds out what's going on here, and he's also found out that you guys were coming. And when you walked in the room, he watched you to see if you were reverend, if you were friend or foe. And when Galabra started chanting and whatnot, he knew he could reveal himself to you.
I turn to Fabian and I say, my friend here could definitely use your blessing. Her name's Ingerhild. She was so scared in the last battle, she wasn't even on the battle order. She needs the blessings of Desna so that she might feel well enough to fight along our side.
She was practically invisible.
Yes. Oh, my.
She didn't even have a pawn.
I totally forgot she was with you.
But it was the silence spell.
Let's be honest, we all did.
Yeah. We all did.
Wow, that not once did anyone say, where's Ingerhild?
Yeah, I totally forgot.
So we can just imagine she was keeping watch in the guard tower. Right. Get our back, Ingerhild. I'm Ingerhild. Nice to meet you, Fabian.
That's great.
Heal me.
Lork actually does need healing, so does he cast a spell, or is it just we can rest here?
He will channel positive energy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Or you guys can rest, but it depends on what you want to do in terms of
time. Well, the problem with resting is that, you know, we expose Umlo to more danger the longer we take to do this.
Right. Right. And right now it's morning going into afternoon. You know what I mean? You guys came at you guys rested through the night, woke up at twilight, got entrance through Kargik's tent, and then you came through here and fought these guys like for breakfast.
Right.
And now you're in here and it's going to be afternoon soon. So you can hang out here for a little bit, but yeah, you would think that later this afternoon is when Umlo is going to have to go again.
Yeah, right. So
he fought last night. You hope he lived.
Right.
It's funny, too, hearing about Grenseldeck's plan about trying to woo this Storm Tyrant, which we don't know who it is. It makes me think of Thanos from Marvel Comics, which he's in love with death, like the female embodiment of death in the Marvel Comics universe. And so he's trying to... kills like millions and millions of sentient souls to try to impress her. And it's fun. I wonder if they were thinking along kind of the same
that lines. Inspired the,
yeah, I wonder
the,
if it,
the nugget of the story.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask her.
I will.
So did you read Avengers, issue 143, giant size Avengers 2?
All right.
All right. So you want to get channeled,
yeah.
Energy. Okay.
I just took it.
You just took it? You don't even know what it is.
I'm sure.
He channels 10 points of healing to all of you. Whoa, okay. Whoa, 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 whoa. Do you need any more?
No.
I'm good.
Barry Connick Jr. okay?
Yeah. He was healed by Galabras last episode.
Fabian's like, you know, I'm sure you have much to do here, but I sense great goodness, especially from you, young dreamer. If in your travels throughout the fort you find his remains, please bring them here. Please destroy them, and you will free me.
On my life, I swear it.
Thank you. All right. So now, what is the plan? You've got about 20 different options.
Yeah.
Talk it out. Talk it out amongst you guys what the options are. So I'll fill in the blanks.
Basically, I feel like we can go towards the keep, or we can go back towards the entrance, right?
Towards the... what do you call it? The fighting pits?
Yeah.
The Barbican.
Yeah. There's the Barbican area where you guys were looking over the guard tower. You saw the Ogrekin come up and you ducked down because they heard Baron's double-barreled gun.
Right.
Kill a hill giant. And the stuff going on over there. Then there's the actual, these middle buildings that you were standing upon. And there's a staircase from where the hill giant was atop there leading down into it, as well as a door from the inner courtyard leading in.
And it's a giant-sized ladder? Like, would it make sense that the giant
could... It's a staircase that a giant can fit down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a ladder. It's like descends
down.
Oh, it's
a staircase. Gotcha.
Into these buildings that separate, that basically bisect the courtyard, creating an outer bailey and an inner courtyard. And then there is the keep itself. in the inner courtyard, there's doors on the other side, and you would just know that it's most likely more guard towers. From what you guys have seen, you know, there's doors to the north. They probably just lead to guard towers like the one you guys came in.
Yeah, it's like mirrored on the other side.
Right. So you've got these buildings in the middle. You've got the front with the bear, the barbican, the bear pits, and then another building that the ogrekin was on top of. It's a small building. It's probably like a guard house in there too, but it's larger, so there might be other stuff in there. And then you have this keep. And the keep, you can enter the keep from the second level. So you've got the middle buildings, the keep, and then back at the front.
Lork wants to go to the keep.
Della agrees.
Yeah, I just feel like we got to get Grenzeldeck as soon as possible. And I think that that's where she is.
If we can destroy their leader, that might fracture their ranks anyway, so.
Are you saying Lork wants to play for keeps?
Beautiful.
I got skid, too.
Well, look, I mean, we're going to have to be searching for a while, probably. We're going to have to, like, search all over the place.
Oh,
because
right.
Wherever these remains are, they've got to be, by definition, in various places.
Okay.
You're gonna move that one for all it's worth, aren't you?
My initial reaction was to play this like a video game and clear out the middle buildings, but I also get wanting to go straight for it.
Yeah, I just think that the fort, going in the keep, has the benefits of we have killed these ogres in the courtyard. Their bodies are laying there bleeding. The hill giant's dead. We unbarricaded the church. Somebody's going to see it at some point and report directly to Grenzeldeck, who might be able to rouse some support from some of the orcs, or maybe through sheer threat. And we know that Kargok would turn on us in a second if the giants were about to kill them all. You know, he would be like, oh yeah, we'll kill him. So, and Lork just feels like that's where the giants are, and he just wants to hunt giants. So that's my reasoning behind the keep.
Yeah, Grenzeldeck right now is in one location. Once, you know, now that the alarm is about to be raised or has been raised, that just the longer we wait to go after him, her, the yeah. least likely she'll be there.
Yep.
So we do it?
Okay. I turn to Lork before we go on this plan of action, and I say, I killed Screed before we could do anything else. We made the mistake with Malira to let her live, and look at how that bit us in the ass. I would like to make sure that we end her life completely if we come to fight her. If she... I'm constantly in this position in Pathfinder games where you let a boss live for like two more seconds and they like escape or do something more devious.
See,
I just want to like slit her throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. So yeah, I just want assurances, and I think Lork would be on my side of just straight up ending the life of this giant.
Aye, but we need information on this Storm King as well.
It's true. Yeah.
All right. We good to go?
Let's go.
You have any other questions for Fabian while he's here?
How did you fight and kill the orcs and giants and ogres that you said you fought before they barricaded you?
Desna's powers run through me, not unlike your friend here. I am a powerful cleric.
Okay. Oh, you know what we should do before we leave? We should erase the like danger vengeful spirit within and say, come inside, free orc food. Or like free giant food.
Yeah. Yeah. Free lemonade for giants.
Yeah.
Get it
all right. Let's move to the keep.
Moving to the keep.
Up the stairs, across the plank. And I just assume Grenzeldeck will be right inside.
You guys combat. You guys come outside. Go. Just everyone roll a perception check real quick.
Okay.
12.
Yeah. 23.
24.
12.
On your way to the platform, which isn't too far away, Lork and Della see these double doors that lead into the these middle buildings. Like just shut really quickly, like something saw you and then shut the door.
Oh boy!
Somebody doesn't want us going to the keep.
I need to know so badly.
That's all you see, and only Lork and Della see it.
Well, all right. So that suggests to me that might be the other orc spies.
The other orc
spies. Well,
they
never came back. We don't know that they died. We just know that they never came back.
He said I think if they're alive, they're hidden in those buildings.
Right.
Well, he said he sent two. Did he specify? So there's only one left.
Right? Yeah, it looks like one left.
Or there could be something else we just don't know about in here that is not as wantonly aggressive as a giant or an ogre.
Okay, so we got the sense from our perception check that whatever it was saw us, not just saw the carnage in the courtyard.
Yeah. It was just like a dump.
Well, I'm still in for the keep, unless anybody wants to change it.
I'm in for the keep.
Speak now.
Though it seems like our DM is subtly hinting we should go to the middle
building. Don't metagame. Don't metagame. It's, I'm just telling you what you saw.
I'll tell you that Lorca's thinking that maybe this, you know, maybe we've been seeing, the carnage has been seen, and they're going to tell somebody, but I doubt that we're going to track them down. So I'm like, let's just get in the back way and get to the fort before they can get to us.
I think that makes the most tactical sense.
I kind of want to hunt him down, but I'll go with majority rules.
All right, so you guys make your way towards the keep.
Yeah, up the stairs.
Up the stairs. And across it's the single bridge. File. Talk to me about the order, and what are you guys doing, just walking up and in?
Order. I'm happy to go first unless somebody else wants to. Lork's happy to go first unless Della wants to go invisible or something.
No, I'm fine just walking.
Okay, Lork will go first with Barry, and he'll do a perception once he gets to the landing there, looking inside and see what he sees, at least from the outer parts.
Sure.
15.
So obviously you see the keep is built straight into the southwestern corner of the fort. You walk up the freestanding stone staircase. Start looking from the drawbridge in, and you see a large open chamber that looks like it's been gutted.
Inside. Okay. Anything
like you see chunks of walls where walls used to be, and like exposed. What are they called? Joists.
Sure.
Like jutting from the walls, like branches.
Joists. Like things that
joists. They're like
flying buttresses. Wall
supports. Flying buttress. Get your hands off my buttress.
Crenellated buttresses.
Okay. I am going to move cautiously inside.
Okay. You walk inside and you see a very strange sight. So it's a large room, but the ceilings are only 10 feet high. And there's debris everywhere. So it's difficult terrain for any medium-sized creature.
Wow. Large, just rocks all over the place.
No, it's just like broken pieces of wall. Like there, you can tell there used to be three or four walls here, but it's been gutted to make more space.
Room for giants.
Little interior decoration.
Difficult terrain for everybody. Unless you're a large-sized creature, you could easily move over it.
Okay.
And there are a couple of large creatures in there.
Oh, no.
Right when you walk through the door, you see piles of smelly furs in the corners of the room, and one hill giant is waking up another hill giant when it sees you.
Oh, no.
Roll for it.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to go down.
All right, we got no surprise rounds. We got just two hill giants, four heroes, and a bear. I should have said four heroes and a lork. All right, who's got over 20?
15 for lork.
15 for lork. Della, 27 again?
16 for Della.
16 for Della. Always one up. And Baron?
16 for Baron.
Ooh.
Baron wins.
Baron wins in the Della Baron initiative battle.
That's true.
What about Galapris?
11.
Oh!
Not too shabby.
Yeah, I rolled an 11 on the die.
Where is Ingerhild?
Oh, where is Ingerhild? She is with you, and she...
she this week, present. She's playing.
And she hates giants. Okay, she is after Lork and Barry Conachuna, before Galabras. Okay, so you guys walk into the room, and Lork, you see two hill giants. One is rousing the other one up from its smelly furs. Caught them napping. They're awake now. These are hill giants. This is what Baron just shot the cheek off of and eventually killed with a double-barreled gun. but that hit him once for significant damage, and the same hill giants that almost killed poor Galabras on the patrol. Baron, you're up.
Oh, yeah. So Baron moves in as far as he can to the room.
And you're moving half speed.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it's difficult terrain.
So Baron is going to hold his action until people clear out in front of him, because I would end my
Lork
turn.
And Barry are in front of Baron right now.
I'm gonna move after them because they're. I would have to end my turn in there.
So you're just holding your action.
Yep.
Okay. Baron holding his action. Della, kind of in a similar situation.
Della's gonna step into the room and to the left.
Okay, so Della just throwing caution to the wind.
Well, she's gonna
rushes through.
She's gonna hug
takes
the wall.
The left.
Hug the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
On the left, and magic missile.
Magic missile. Now, how many magic missiles do you have?
I have three.
Okay. I take away all the extra ones you got over time, you have negative two magic missiles. let's just even it out right now. All right, so three magic missiles, all at the same one, or are you spreading them out?
I'm going to do it all against the one that was rousing the sleeping one.
Okay, so that's the one on the left. The sleeping one is tucked away there in the corner.
8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Boom. Okay. Lork, what do you want to do, buddy?
Oh, man. This is tough.
These are your favorite characters. Giants. You love giants.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough because I would just want to charge in at them, but I can't because the floor is completely riddled with broken walls. Mm-hmm.
It's as if someone wrote this really well.
Oh, and Della's scimitar is on fire, by the way.
Classic Della. You're gonna get something burned down with that, Della.
Lork is gonna slide to his right, where Della went left. He's gonna slide to the right and shoot... quick draw his bow and shoot an arrow at the one that is rousing the other one. With this time, we're going to hit Lork. Yep, natty 19.
Natty 19. Nice. So the one that Della just hit, you come in and boom.
Boom with the arrow. 14 points of damage.
Holy shit.
Woo.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you forgot to add favorite enemy to hit and damage last combat.
Yep. but I remembered it this time.
Good. Nice. 14 points of damage. Great job. Barry Connick Jr.
Barry is going to just move into the room.
Okay. Barry comes into the room. Inga is going to draw her bow.
Well, Baron can go now.
Yeah, I'm
oh, Baron, go. Now you want to go.
So I'm going to move as far as I can, which is 10 feet.
Right.
And I am going to shoot, that's 20 feet or 30 feet away, the giant.
That's 20 feet.
Oh, great. So I'm going to get, just shoot him.
It's the old touch AC.
That is a 27 to hit.
Yes. I don't think anything has a touch AC of 27.
That is 16 points of damage.
Oh, nice. Man, great. Great. I mean, you see the importance of initiative now when there's no surprise rounds. For each of you to be able to go pop, 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 and get all these hits in, you've really done some serious damage on this first guy. Good job. Do you have another shot? Oh, no, you moved to get into that position.
I could, right? By the way, we are stupid. You guys already read it, but I should have rolled for each of my pistol pulls
Yeah.
Oh,
so I could potentially pull another, but I haven't already subtracted four, so it's too late.
I'm gonna allow it. Okay, Ingrahild is going to double move into the room, and she's got her axes in hand, so she's not going to get very far because of the difficult terrain. But she's just rushing up to try and join the fray because she really hates giants.
Oh, I bet she does.
Two axes out at the ready, Galabras. You guys all rolled higher initiative than the hill giants.
I'm gonna move up behind Baron and Della and reach out and touch Della with a bit of luck.
Oh, thanks. All right.
Like it.
Desna is flowing through Galabras right now. Hill giant time. All right. The first one comes up. And mind you, these guys aren't affected by the difficult terrain. And attacks Ingehild. Way to just use her as a meat shield. okay. 20 to hit. Hits Ingehild with a great club.
Oh,
oh, man. The one who was waking it up has a great club in hand. Heard you guys coming. The other one is just has fists. Its great club is next to it. Hits Ingehild for 22 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
Really bad hit on Ingehild. And then the second one comes up, and God, you got Barry Connick Jr. and Inga Hilder in the vanguard right now.
Can I make an argument?
Sure.
If you said that thing was sleeping, I would think that it would have to get up and then move.
Right.
And that would be its full turn.
That's fair. Yeah, because it was,
it was rousing.
It was rousing it, so it stood up, and it used the rest of its movement to get up into the group. So it'll probably be a little bit behind its friend. So the first guy just comes up, boom, nails Inga Hild, and now you see Inga Hild get rocked, and the other one...
That was amazing.
Good.
That was great. Round two, Della.
Baron? Oh, no, Baron moved. Della's going to rush up to the one who struck Inga Hild, roll acrobatics to try to avoid the attack of opportunity.
Okay.
I get to roll twice, and because of my vexing defender trait, I get to add +4 to my roll.
You son of a gun.
So I got +16 on my acrobatics.
Vexing defender. Love it.
Natural 14, so 30.
30, you make it.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Della does her, scimitar dance to, roll in, and then I'm going to swing at it with my, and it's swift action, keen my scimitar.
Oh, shit. Oh. So now it is
this
a
is why
keen,
I
flaming scimitar.
And I'm going to swing at the giant.
Roll twice.
Oh, that's...
Critical threat.
Get out of here!
And roll twice to confirm!
23 to confirm.
Confirmed.
Yeah! Oh,
there we go.
Della is a monster.
I love
wow.
that. Keen, man.
That's awesome.
Wow, you're really seeing, you guys are really stretching your 6th level legs now.
Yeah.
Ugly wound.
Oh, that sounds ugly.
Normal damage and 1d3 charisma damage and 1 charisma drain.
Oh.
Oh, so you basically slice its face, yeah. And it makes it even uglier.
Yeah, it was so attractive before.
I was going to ask my girlfriend to marry me, and now I can't.
15 damage, 5 of which is fire, and then if you care, 2 charisma, 2 oh, charisma damage.
So you come in, swing, and you lop its nose clean off of its face. Boom, and just blah, blah, blah. It's shooting blood out at you, covering your translucent skin. Lork, you are, excuse me, Della, you are a crit machine. Lork,
hey, man.
Balance this party out with a 1.
Oh, man. That's what I'm here for. All right. Lork is going to step into the fray and take an attack of opportunity from the giant.
All right, so this one is just slamming. And 21 to hit.
That hits.
So you come up at the other one that was rousing itself, and it just, boom, punches you for 8 points of damage.
Ooh, okay. I get past that and swing... whatchamacallit, Gorham's Thorn at this giant.
Crit.
Come on, crit. It is. I keep forgetting also that Gorham's Thorn is keen.
Yeah.
It's always keen. So.
That's 19 to 20?
17 to 20.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So 24 to hit.
24 to hit hits.
And it does 22 damage.
Ooh.
Wow.
I said a few episodes back that this party was just a strange makeup, and that's why you guys were having so much trouble. But now with the addition of the Magus, it's really, you guys are really coming into your own.
It really fills a mega-sized hole that we didn't know we had.
Boo! Barry.
All right, Barry is, I forgot to do this. I keep forgetting to do this. He's going to do, thank you, Della, for reminding me, he'll do an acrobatics check to avoid the attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Almost certainly will fail. 17.
Fails.
Takes a hit.
And now, is this the one without the weapon?
Yeah, this is the one without the weapon.
So this one just...
So Lork and Barry are on one of them. Della and Ingrid Hild are on the other.
18 right to hit.
18 to hit. That is a hit, but I will enact my bolster companion, and it does not hit.
And it's a miss.
It's a miss.
So all right,
like, Barry, watch out! It dodges.
That is either your third or fourth bolster companion of the day, so keep an eye on
third.
It. Third, okay.
Third of the day, and I have 5.
All right, Barry can now attack.
Barry is going to bite. Power attack, bite. And 16.
No.
Barry has not had a successful hit.
He's not keeping up. He's not keeping up his end of the bargain here with the team.
He is not.
Baron.
Baron has line of sight on... the unarmed giant, just barely.
Yeah, it's going to get a bonus to its AC because you're shooting through, and it's a -4 to hit.
I'm shooting through a square, though.
It's a large
he's
creature.
He's got a clear. He's got a clear.
So I,
clear.
Oh, I see what you mean. I can allow that. That's fine.
All right, so just -4 to my roll.
-4 to your roll, yep, because you're shooting into melee.
And I'm going to rapid shot at it.
Okay.
And
this is the sleeping giant.
The first one's going to be up close and deadly, which I totally forgot when I hit level 6, is now 2d6 additional damage.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
Man, level 6 is fun.
That is a 11 against touch AC.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Yeah, these things are so big. Touch AC is low.
Oh,
damn. That is 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
We'll chew ones on the six-sided dice.
Oh, all right. Second attack.
Snake eyes.
There you go.
That is, I didn't call it ahead of time, so it's regular.
Roll for damage.
Yeah.
12 points of damage.
Nice job.
Third shot and final.
Freaking about third shot. Boom, boom, boom. Nobody will hear this.
Ooh.
It's a misfire.
It's a misfire.
Oh.
But it's worth it. I'm glad I did it.
All right.
So wait a minute. You don't have to reload between three shots?
I get free reloads.
Okay.
Because of rapid reload and paper cartridges.
Got it.
Awesome. So you can do unlimited free actions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ingrahild. Now she's about to do 4 attacks.
Let's see those axes at work.
All right.
Let's do work.
Ingrahild. She really hasn't contributed enough to this group.
She did almost
it's really hard to contribute when you forget to put her in the combat altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. First
we got so
attack.
So many emails about that.
Dwarven War Axe misses. Second attack misses. Masterwork Hand Axe. Hits on the Masterwork Hand Axe, and then the last attack misses. So 4 attacks. She only hits once and does 5 points of damage to the first.
Giant with the noseless giant.
The noseless giant. Man, that could have been a lot more damage. This wasn't happening. Galabras.
I'm going to move up behind Della and give her another bit of luck.
Oh, man. Della is a murderer with bit of luck. Okay. The the noseless giant. 2 attacks on Della.
Oh boy.
Alright.
Ooh.
First swing with the great club. 22 to hit.
Miss. Yeah. Oh no, that's it. Sorry. I didn't take the shield off.
Boom! 23 points of damage.
Oh,
second swing with the great club with my neon green D20. Less of a chance to hit. Misses.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say natural 20.
Yeah.
So that
he says that so often.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. The sleeping giant.
What's that saying about being a great idea to wake a sleeping giant?
Yeah. It's always,
always
a great
idea. Always do it. Always.
As long as you're in a room where you can't move well, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can you cleave with a natural attack?
I don't see why not.
All right, so it's going to attempt to cleave Lork and Barry Connick Jr. So it's just going to punch, boom, with a slam, come down and try to hit. So this is first attack is on Lork. Misses, so it doesn't get
the cleave. Yeah, nice.
And it doesn't get the cleave.
Whoo!
You guys caught these giants unawares. Della, with bit of luck, round 3. Show me what you got.
Do you have 4 or fewer hit dice? Do these giants have 4 or fewer hit dice?
I doubt it.
No. No.
Okay. Then Della is just going to do... and she's going to swing her Flaming Scimitar, rolling twice. good thing I rolled twice, because I rolled a natural 1 and a 7. So 15 to hit.
15 misses.
Oh, no!
2 attacks?
I don't have 2 attacks. Oh. And then... Shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
No 5-foot steps.
I know.
Beware.
That's why I was...
Yeah, no 5-foot steps.
There's nothing I can do. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Della does not hit the giant, and it is now Lork's turn. Let me just say, they haven't done a lot of damage to you. I'm going to change things up if you let them live to their turn, and you're not going to like it. Lork, what are you
going
to do?
Lork is going to...
He's hit.
He's got 2 attacks with Gorm's Thorn.
Okay.
So, great sword. First attack. Natural 1.
Oh my god. No.
Jesus.
Every week.
Lore, come on.
All right, you can roll to confirm.
Roll to confirm. Natural 2.
Oh, god. Confirmed fumble. Well,
Jesus Christ.
For Lork. You've been handed the card by your good friend Galabras.
This just is now going to turn so...
This is going to be bad.
Lork's going to Lork.
Awkward attack. You take a -2 penalty to AC for 1d4 rounds.
Ooh. Oh, that's bad. That's not good.
That doesn't matter.
At least I'm in the combat.
Giant's going to be rolling.
One round.
-2 AC. Okay.
Could have been worse.
Definitely could have been worse.
Way worse. You're still standing.
I can still fight at least. Oh, well, that was done my first swing. I get a second swing.
Yeah.
I get a second swing.
Another natural one. I'm going to piss
my favorite
pants.
Enemy here. No. And it hits. 23.
23 does hit.
23 does hit. And I do 24 points.
Yeah! Ooh, all right. It is now teetering.
All right. Barry has to save.
Come on, Barry. Take it out.
It's not impossible for Barry to...
Full attack action. Claw, bite.
Claw, bite.
All power attacks. Here we go. Claw. Miss. Claw. 17.
Miss.
Bite. Miss.
God damn it.
Oh, Barry. Barry!
This Barry is not working out.
Barry, you racist, paranoid fuck.
I know. I'm no longer going to bolster Barry. I'm just going to let them kill him.
That's a good plan.
He's useless.
Yeah. Barry's got to go.
Barry's got to go.
Oh, boy. All right.
We need a new entertainer.
All right. Yeah, Barry, I don't know. I think we got to do more with him. Baron, you've got that clear line of shot with that sleeping giant.
Not now that Ingerhild's moved up. Well, maybe kind of. But anyway, my gun's jammed. So,
gonna shoot with it jammed and hope for the best?
Right. This is where grit economy comes into place. I only have one grit point left for the day, unless I gain more.
Right.
So I could spend a grit point to clear my gun as a move action and still shoot, but I'm going to keep that grit point.
Okay.
And just clear it as a standard action and stay where I am.
Okay. So Baron.
Well, I'm going to move 10 feet. Well, no, that's not going to give me a better line of sight. I can't really move anywhere where I get a better shot or else I'd move.
Yeah. It's getting really, this room, even though it's been cleared out to make room for the giants, it kind of bottlenecks here and widens towards the back of the chamber. So yeah, everything is clumped right here at the door. So Baron just uses the standard action to just get this fucking cartridge out of here. Damn it. All right. Ingerhild. Four attacks. First attack, natural 20.
Oh, there we go.
Roll to confirm, natty 19.
Yeah!
Ingerhild crits! Oh, she might have just saved Della's life.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, it is a slashing weapon. Overhand chop, double damage, and 1d4 bleed. And mind you, that is a dwarven war axe, so double damage for her is x3 damage.
Yeah, that's right.
So x3 and bleed. We were just saying.
Why is there gunfire? Joe, you need to move up to a better neighborhood. This is ridiculous.
I clearly hit something, and it's the Sirenscape is firing a gun over and over and over.
Ingrid has four attacks. She crit on the first one. x3, 1d4 bleed, max damage.
Oh my God!
14 times 3. Do it in your head.
42
points of damage, and she kills the giant.
Oh my God. That is awesome.
And since she still has movement left, she will start moving towards
that's
the back
Della.
Of the room.
That's Della.
I'm sorry. So she will start moving and avoiding attacks of opportunity.
You
so
moved
she can
her
get
too far.
Yeah, she can't get very far because of the difficult terrain. And actually, we're going to leave that body there just to clog the room a little bit, make it tough. So she strikes down that giant that was about to power attack Della for two attacks, which would have been brutal. Okay.
Thanks, Inga.
Galabras, one giant left. One giant left. You could kill it.
I'm going to channel.
Okay.
8 points of healing.
8 points of healing to the group.
Della shouts back her thanks.
You're welcome.
Lork feels reinvigorated.
Okay, the hill giant. The last one here. What are they doing here? They clearly cleared out this room to make room for giants to move around. But what are they doing here, and why weren't they on better guard? This place is falling apart. Slam number 1 at Lork. 24 to hit.
That's a hit.
Slams Lork for... don't know why I rolled a d4. Slams Rourke. Slams Mickey Rourke for 10 points of damage. Goes to slam again. 20 to hit.
Hits
for another 9 points of damage. So boom, boom, 19 points of damage. You just feel these fists hit you, a feeling that you probably haven't felt, you know, until recently, for years.
Right.
And this is really...
Toe-to-toe with the giant.
You're getting the physical memory of fighting giants back again as a fist the size of your head hits you in the chest twice. All right, round four. Della, what you gonna do?
So how can I get... Is there a space there that I can move in next to Lork to attack the roll acrobatics?
Yeah, you're going to have to roll acrobatics.
What's your movement?
30 feet.
That's 15 feet. So, no, you can only move 5 feet. You can either go in there and provoke or...
Oh, because it would go half speed.
Because you have to go quarter speed.
You can probably survive the hit.
You can move at full speed and roll it, but it's his CMD plus 10.
Let's do that.
Okay, so CMD plus 10.
CMD plus 10.
I mean, I'm not going to get it, but I need to help.
So, because basically, instead of moving half speed, which you wouldn't have been able to get over there, you add a plus 10.
33. Yeah.
CMD plus 10 would have been 32.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You made it.
That's amazing. Wow, that's incredible.
Nice. Flaming, keen, scimitar.
What a dancer.
14 to hit.
Miss.
Well, at least you didn't get hit. That was nice.
All right, Lork.
That is a crazy, awesome acrobatics roll.
Okay.
Vexing Defender. What does that give you, a plus four?
It gives you a plus one normally.
Lork
but if they're bigger than you, plus four. To avoid attack opportunity.
Awesome.
Spoiler alert, you're going to fight a lot of enemies that are bigger.
It's a giant slayer trait.
That's awesome.
All right, Lork is... he's gonna kill this thing.
You and Matthew are still sitting on bottle caps.
First swing. Natural 20.
Get out of here!
Yes!
Trip it!
I know, right? What a wasted trip. To confirm, 19 to confirm.
19 exactly.
Yeah!
Confirmed crit!
Confirmed crit for Lork.
Last episode, you rolled a 1 and a crit in the same episode. This episode, you rolled a 1 and a crit.
Oh, shit. He's very excited. Yeah.
I did parrying too. Strike. Yeah. Double damage and plus 4 AC for one round. It's not going to matter.
Oh, boy. Was this a power attack?
Lork said he was killing it, and he's going to kill it. Yeah, power attack. 42 points of damage.
So Lork brings Gorm's Thorn up over his head and cleaves it straight through its chest, like right above the nipples, and half of its body falls from its body.
Oh.
And it just collapses.
Yes, Lork!
Blood just blah, 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 pouring out everywhere. You're covered in blood.
He turns to Barry Connick Jr. and he says, "That's how you do it."
Benghazi.
And that's it. You killed the hill giants.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Good job. Awesome.
Wow. That was fun.
Now I'm sweating. Yeah. Man, you guys are really coming into your own.
Yeah, for real,
Let's not count out Angerhild's crit there.
No, that was huge.
At the time. Okay. Now let's take a look at this room.
Is that the most crits we've had in one combat?
That was a lot.
I mean, between this episode and last episode.
Well, between the two keen weapons, that's the...
Yeah.
But you guys are rolling 20s on your...
Yeah, I haven't used
my... You've been rolling 20s.
Rolling 18s and 19s, so even without the keen, it would still be crit.
Mother effer. All right.
We also both fumbled, so...
Yeah.
True.
So, in addition to all that I've described so far, the broken down walls, the joist, the word you didn't know what it meant, and these smelly furs, and now two dead giants, you see three sets of double doors exiting this entrance hall to the keep, or what was once an entrance hall. To the right is a set of double doors that you guys would just know is going to lead back to the latrine area. Remember when you exited the latrine, there were double doors to your right and doors straight up, and you guys went up. And then you went along the curtain wall and came to the bunk room. Had you taken a right, you would have walked right into this room.
Got it.
Okay, so that's the doors to your right. You need not worry about them. There are doors to your left. And there are a set of double doors to the center.
Can I do a perception check on the furs? I want to see if there's anything in there of interest or if they're just disgusting sleeping giants.
Yeah, you don't even have to roll a perception.
There's nothing in there. Like, it's just
they're
gross.
Sleeping in their own filth.
I do. I pick up the giant's nose that got cut off and I just tuck it into my belt pouch.
Ooh, gross.
Shades of Gormley.
Yep.
And they were really grumpy, probably from having to stoop in this room. It's only 10 feet high.
Oh, so they were stooping the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, not more flavor-wise. Okay. They're just like real ornery.
Yeah, and their heads are like right up at the ceiling.
Right. Yeah, like if Galabras had any ENA check left, he would have burst through the ceiling, or had to roll to try and burst through the ceiling.
Mm. Della appeals to Galabras for a little consensual wanding.
Sure.
Yo, girl, I'm always there for you.
You could always channel, too, because I'm also down 20.
Well, 4 points from the wand for you, and then I will channel again. 10.
All right. That's good.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, so double doors to the right, you know where they lead. Double doors straight ahead, double doors to the left. And in all of your maps so far, you don't know what's going on here.
Right. All right, Lork will turn to Baron and go, left.
I like left, and I quickly walk with my hand along the wall, feeling for secret doors the entire perimeter.
Stone cutting.
Okay, roll stone cutting.
That is a 15. No, 16.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
All right.
It's just these three sets of doors in front of you.
And can I just roll perception, looking at the walls and floors as I'm going?
Mm-hmm. Della will join.
Natural one.
12 for Della, so we have
to see. Ooh, beautiful picture windows outlooking the courtyard.
Does anyone have dungeoneering to be able to tell what might be behind these doors or anything like that? Or would that even count?
I mean, I have dungeoneering, but I mean, we have the map. It looks like a smaller room, maybe with stairs going down, possibly, or spiraled.
Or up.
All right, let's go left. I like left.
All right, I'm going to do a perception check on the door for traps. 31.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Okay. I will attempt to stealthily open the door.
Okay.
Sorry, that is a 17.
Okay. You open the doors. You see a small chamber. To the left, a set of double doors. To the back of the room, a spiral staircase descending down.
All right, I'll check the doors on this floor. Perception check for traps.
Okay.
There might be some crude traps here. 26.
You do not detect any traps.
All right, I'll try to stealthily open the door. 14.
14. You open the door. You see a small room, similar to the latrine in size, circular room, and there's a low fence surrounding a rectangular opening in the room's floor. A winch, a frayed rope, and several rusted buckets, along with three water jugs, sit next to the fence. Hmm. It's a well.
It's a well.
Why, it's a well.
Lork will peer, walk up to it and peer. Oh, no, there's a fence surrounding it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get through the fence? Is there an opening or a latch or a...
There is... You could just kind of step right over it.
Okay. So I'd like to step over it and look down into the well.
Okay. Roll a perception check.
16.
You step up, and you don't notice that the tiles surrounding the well are weak.
Oh, no.
And you weigh over 200 pounds with all your gear. The floor collapses, and you fall. We'll see you next week.
Oh, my God! Oh,
shit!
Lork!
Oh! Oh.